It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. If you've been out of a job for a while, fruitlessly looking for work, and your benefits expired months ago, you have received a glimmer of hope. It came last Thursday when Senate negotiators struck a bipartisan deal that would renew federal unemployment benefits for the long-term jobless, allowing for retroactive payments to go to more than 2 million Americans whose benefits expired in late December. The measure could pass the Senate by late March, but the outcome, once the bill reaches the House, remains uncertain. Joining us now by phone to discuss prospects for renewal of unemployment benefits in Pittsburgh is Pittsburgh Congressman Mike Doyle. Congressman Doyle, happy St. Patrick's Day and welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. Same to you.
And you can join the conversation at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at esspgh and follow the conversation at hashtag EPLive. Have you been unemployed in the last 5 years? How crucial were benefit extensions for you? And if you are one of those who has had your unemployment benefits cut off, what's it been like trying to make ends meet? Call us at 412-246-2002. That number again, 412-246-2002. Congressman Doyle, it's now been 75 days, or actually it would be 80 days now, since unemployment insurance expired. How important is it to you to see that it is renewed?
Well, it's very important. It's been a top priority of House Democrats to get this bill passed. The Emergency Unemployment Insurance Program was designed to help people who have been out of work for at least 6 months. And this is a program that we've reauthorized time and time again during periods of high unemployment. This program started back in 2008. But, you know, since December 28th, when the program expired without reauthorization, more than 2 million Americans have lost this vital assistance, even though they continue to look for work and can't find it. And each additional week that Congress fails to act, 70,000 more Americans on average continue to lose access to this emergency benefit. So it's very, very crucial that we get this done. And hopefully Speaker Boehner will finally put a bill on the floor that we can vote for.
Well, is this Senate deal, as far as you're concerned, is this a significant breakthrough? Do you think this is where the launching point for an agreement to extend those benefits will be?
Yeah, I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic for two reasons. Number one, the bill has a pay-for. Speaker Boehner has always said that he would not put a bill on the floor unless it was paid for. And the second part that gives me some degree of optimism is that the pay-for for this bill isn't something that is a poison pill. You know, a lot of times we'll get a bill that maybe people want to vote for, but then they say, well, the way you pay for this is to eliminate the individual mandate on the health care bill, something that no Democrat will vote for. The good news is the pay-for on this deals with collecting fees on things like passport renewals, and there's nothing in the pay-for that is objectionable, I think, to either party. Also, it requires job training for the long-term jobless in order for them to continue to receive benefits. But as you look at the bipartisan Senate bill, I think that there's nothing in it that I think either party should find objectionable. So our hope is that when the Senate passes it next week, when we get back, we're not in session this week, but when we get back next week, that this is something that conceivably could be put on the floor in April, early April, by Speaker Boehner. And it's retroactive to when the benefits expired, and it will go for a period of 5 months. So this will pay for benefits retroactively from December 28th to the end of May.
We're talking with Pittsburgh area Congressman Mike Doyle about the potential extension of unemployment benefits. We'd like to hear from you about how unemployment benefits have helped you to make ends meet when you were out of a job or looking for a job. 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. We'd also like to hear from folks who've had their benefits cut off, who were part of that cutoff of extensions that went back in December. How have you been getting by? How have you been making ends meet? And how important is it to you to see a deal get done to extend benefits for the long-term unemployed. Congressman Doyle, as you mentioned, Representative Boehner has opposed previous Senate plans because he felt that they were insufficient in providing offsetting cuts. And he and other Republicans believe the unemployment program should no longer be considered emergency spending as it was when the recession began. Does he have a point there?
Well, I'm not sure that he does because we still see many, many Americans unable to find work. This economy has been moving along very slowly. The growth has been very slow. And quite frankly, there are many places in the country where people are looking for work every day, but still can't find it. And for those folks, we need to provide some assistance. The other thing is that economists agree that providing this extended unemployment benefits is one of the most effective strategies we have to combat high joblessness, and not to mention the fact that it spurs economic growth. I mean, we've seen analysis by the House Ways and Means Committee that our economy lost more than $3 billion in January and February alone just due to the expiration of the federal emergency unemployment compensation. $200 million of that economic loss was right here in the state of Pennsylvania. So extending these benefits not only makes good economic sense, while that we still have this slow growth and people are still chronically unemployed, it just makes good sense to do this program. I understand when Boehner, said, well, we're going to offset this or we're not going to pass it. But every time that gets said, usually the offset is something no one can vote for. This is the first time at least the Senate has produced a vehicle to meet the objections that Speaker Boehner says that he has to putting a bill on the floor. So the ball's really in his court now. And many of us are going to be anxious to see when we get back next week after the Senate passes this bill. I think you're going to see a lot of pressure being put on by members of Congress. And hopefully people out there in these districts need to call their area congressman and just say, we want to vote. Make the speaker put the bill on the floor and give us a chance to vote for it.
412-246-2002, if you would like to join the conversation with Congressman Mike Doyle. Let's go to the phones. We have Bill in Cranberry Township. Bill, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. You're on with Congressman Doyle.
Thank you, Congressman Doyle. Thank you for your work on this. Fortunately, I've been employed for the last 3 years, but back in November 2009, I walked into work one day, was told to report to HR, was told I was being laid off, and that my health insurance would expire at the end of that month. So, just totally out of the blue, totally unexpected. And luckily, it took me 8 months to find a job that paid significantly less than the one that I had. So during that time, it was just the unemployment that I had just kept my family afloat, let us stay in the house, let me pay the bills. We were not getting...
Bill, you still there?
No, abandoning the area. I'm there.
Go ahead. You're okay, we got you. Go ahead.
You hear me now?
We do indeed.
Congressman Doyle, I just want to thank you for the work. I was suddenly laid off in November 2009. Luckily, 8 months later, I did find a job. But if it wasn't for the extended unemployment, I don't know why we would probably lost the house or something like that. And I also want to, I'm glad now that people at least have Obamacare, because when I was laid off, I was told, hey, your insurance expires at the end of this month. You'll be on COBRA, which will cost $1,500 a month and won't cover all your other things. So extended unemployment is crucial in this time because it takes a long time to find a job. I don't know who these people think that you can just find any job. They're just not out there. I don't know where they are. Maybe in North Dakota, but not here in Western PA or anywhere else that I know.
North Dakota, where there's
keep up that work.
Where there's an oil boom, right. And, Bill, well, thank you. You've painted a vivid picture of what it's like for somebody who is unemployed and what your benefits meant to you. Congressman Doyle, not a very uncommon story there, is it?
No, it isn't. And I'm glad the caller mentioned about the fact that, people can lose their homes. There's a bill actually in Congress, H.R. 3546, that's been sponsored by Congressman Matt Cartwright, who's from Pennsylvania, who's basically directing the Federal Housing Finance Agency to impose a six-month moratorium on foreclosures for people who have lost their unemployment insurance because of congressional inaction. I mean, it's just unbelievable that some of these people have worked in jobs all their lives. These are hardworking families. They pay their taxes. They play by the rules. a situation just like the last caller described happens one day, and you're out there 8 months looking for a job, and all of a sudden you can't make mortgage payments, and homes go into foreclosure. You know, this is just a situation that I think most Americans, in a sense of fairness, would say, you know, we want to help those people until they get back on their feet. And that unemployment check that they get, they're spending that check in the economy. That money's going right back into the economy to the where they buy their groceries, the people that, you know, that they pay bills to, those companies are getting their money, and it allows people to not lose their homes and sustain their families until they can get back to work.
412-246-2002, if you'd like to join the conversation with Pittsburgh Congressman Mike Doyle. He is a Democrat. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. I do want to mention that we extended an invitation at the same time that we invited Congressman Doyle to join us. We extended an invitation to Republican Pittsburgh area Congressman Keith Rothfuss, and he has not responded to our request that he appear on our show with Congressman Doyle. Congressman Doyle, how important is extending unemployment insurance to boosting the economy, in your opinion?
Well, as I said earlier, I mean, if you look at the analysis that was done by the House Ways and Means Committee, you know, this is in the House where Republicans are in control. That study showed, that analysis showed, that we've lost $3 billion in economic activity just in January and February because that money wasn't being spent in the economy. In Pennsylvania, it was a $200 million hit. People need to understand that unemployment compensation check, that goes directly out. I mean, that money's not put in a savings account or invested. That money's going straight out to help families pay their bills. The bills that they're paying to are other small businesses that they do business with. So, this, you know, the mortgage company gets paid, the grocery store gets paid, the phone bills get paid, the utility bills get paid, all the things that you know, create jobs for other people. That money flows right back into the economy. It boosts the economy. If these families have nothing, none of those businesses get paid either. It's a hit on all of those, and that's economic activity lost. When people have their homes foreclosed on, and you have situations like that, that's not good for anybody. It's not good for the economy. It's certainly not good for those families. So it just seems to make good sense to me. That if someone has a track record of hard work all their life and through no fault of their own finds himself unemployed and is having trouble getting another job, you know, that we have to do something to sustain those folks while they're on their job search. And that's all this is designed to do.
412-246-2002, the number to call if you'd like to join us with a comment or a question about the extension of unemployment benefits for the long-term unemployed. What have they meant to you, and if you are someone who has lost them, what has your journey been like over these last 80 days? 412-246-2002, the number to call. Congressman Doyle, we were talking about some of the stipulations that have shown up in this Senate version of the bill. There are two other changes included in this legislation to the unemployment program, one of which will require more job training for long-term jobless workers, and you mentioned that earlier, that this would be one of the stipulations to continue receiving benefits. What is your take on that idea, and are you at all concerned that that would remain a stipulation to someone receiving future unemployment benefits?
Well, it only applies to the emergency extension, and I think to the extent that that can benefit people, I don't have a problem with that. If it gives people some training that maybe they need to help them in an interview situation, if it gets them referrals, anything that helps people get back into the job market, I think that's good. The other thing is there's another provision in there that it eliminates benefits for workers whose gross income is over $1 million. Well, we're only talking about 0.03% of the population there. And that was just a minor provision. But I think the other thing is to pay for, you know, this is going to cost about $10 billion to do this retroactively and for 5 months. And we're offsetting it by extending fees on, you know, goods that are coming through the U.S. Customs. So in some respects, you know, we're getting people who are sending things through the customs system to pay those fees. And it's not, you know, some of that will obviously not be people that are American taxpayers, that they'll be paying some fees into U.S. Customs that will help us do this. And then they're also making some, they're altering the way some of the ways corporations are contributing to pension plans. So I think, you know, these are pay-fors that people can support. The five-month extension would be a big boom. I mean, this is a $10 billion boost to the economy. Remember, this money is going to American workers who have worked, have a work history, have worked and found themselves in a long-term unemployment situation. That money's going to go right back into the U.S. economy. So it's Americans helping Americans, and the money is going to American businesses as people pay their bills and get caught up on their bills and are able to save their homes.
412-246-2002. Let's go to Wayne in South Park. Wayne, you're on with Congressman Mike Doyle.
Hi, I was calling, and I wanted to say I appreciate you guys touching on this topic because it's important to me personally. My story quickly is that in 2009, I was laid off my job through them closing, and it took me about a year and a half to find further employment, which luckily I've had since then. But those unemployment benefits were essential for me to be able to keep the house that I coincidentally signed the papers on the same day I found out I was losing my job.
Wow.
Wow.
18 months out of work.
Yes. Luckily, I found a very good job afterwards, but it happens to be that those 18-month period was, you know, the first 12 months was when I had the unemployment benefits, but that was essential for me and my wife to be able to keep our home.
And Congressman Doyle, when you hear a story like Wayne's, does that belie the idea that the long-term benefits become a disincentive for people to go out and find work? Clearly, Wayne continued to look and eventually did find a job.
Yeah, it really upsets me when you hear people make comments that we're somehow creating a dependency culture, that if we help people when they're struggling through periods of unemployment, that somehow they want to stay on unemployment and they don't want to go back to work. I can tell you, I have many friends and neighbors who have had this happen to them, just like Wayne, and I've known them all my life, and not a single one of them wants to collect unemployment benefits. They want to go back to work. And the idea that we have some sort of a dependency culture in the United States of people who just want to sit around and collect unemployment and not work, I just think, you know, you may find cases like that here and there, but I think the vast majority of people that find themselves in circumstances like Wayne had are desperately trying to get back to work, support their families, pay their bills, and keep their homes.
412-246-2002 in our remaining couple of minutes here that we have with Congressman Doyle. We'll get in one last quick phone call from Rick in Greensburg. Rick, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. Hi, Rick.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Go ahead quickly with your comment or question.
A quick comment about the jobs that are in the state that are lower-paying jobs, that when people do go on unemployment, they are unwilling to take. I know you just commented and said most people do want to get back to work, but I know there's so many jobs out there that people just aren't willing to take. And people would rather collect the unemployment than take those jobs. Just a comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. It's a fair comment, a fair question. Congressman, is there any validity to the belief that some have that there are folks that are unemployed who maybe got laid off from a job in advertising, and while they search for that are unwilling to take a job, say, working at McDonald's, for example?
Yeah, I think as the one of the previous callers stated, he found the job. It did pay less than what he was making, but it paid the job. I think it's a relative question. If you got laid off from a job and you're a highly skilled individual, maybe have, you know, certain skills that were very attractive or sought off after, and then that industry, you know, has fallen back and you're making, you know, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year, and then all of a sudden there's a job open at McDonald's would be the extreme, but you know, a job paying $7 an hour. I think most people with those kinds of marketable skills or credentials are inclined to, you know, try to find something in their fields or related fields that maybe doesn't pay as much as they used to make, but gets them somewhere near that. I mean, I just don't think it's fair to expect that people who find themselves unemployed with marketable skills, college degrees, or certain areas of expertise, that they should just, you know, forego that to work in the McDonald's or in a service industry job that pays minimum wage, and then they're not looking for a job, but, you know, they're working 40 hours a week and that, when they could be out there finding a job, maybe it just takes a couple more months.
Right. So
I think that's it. But the idea that people don't want to work, they just want to somehow collect off the system, you know, that's a picture that gets painted by people in Congress sometimes. I heard Paul Ryan pretty much say that he said, you know, there's a culture, especially in the inner cities, where men never expect to go to work. Now, he's since apologized for what he called those inarticulate remarks. But, you know, it feeds into that sort of storyline out there that somehow the people on unemployment insurance, especially those that find themselves on it for long periods of time, are people that don't want to work. I just believe the vast majority of people do want to work. And I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, look, I had, you know, multiple degrees. I have skills. I used to make $80,000 a year. And sure, I'll take a job that pays 50 or 60, you know, something that's substantially less than what I'm making. But I'm not going back to minimum wage. I'm going to keep, you know, looking for that position that utilizes some of my skills and talents. I think that may be the case sometimes.
Using the time that they would be spending working a lesser job.
Employment to be out there pounding the pavement looking for that position.
Right.
You know, that's the key. You know, are you sitting at home, you know, listening to the radio, or are you out there actively job searching?
Well, hopefully they're listening during Essential Pittsburgh, and then they can go back to the job. I know we're past time. We have one last call I'd like to take from Casey in Beaver County, who's been waiting. Casey, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
I guess my comment is I'm an employer in Beaver County, and I can say for a fact that I've had difficulty recruiting people into jobs, and granted, they're more entry-level or lower skilled jobs, but they've told me that they don't want to apply because they still have unemployment left. So there is an element of that in the extended benefits. And I don't doubt that there are lots of people who use it for good purposes and are still trying to, you know, find other positions. But I guess my comment would be without some element of proving your search for work or undertaking retraining benefits that are available, without that element, I think it is doing something to create a culture of...
Well, thank you, Casey.
Let me ask you this. For the last 10 weeks, all of January, all of February, and we're in the middle of March, those people have been cut off. Have you seen an upsurge in people asking for your jobs now?
I will say this, because a lot of times we'll use career links.
Mm-hmm.
And there's much more activity there.
Yeah, I just think the situation, and Casey, let me say this, there's no perfect program. You know, are some people going to say, I'm going to collect unemployment until it runs out and then look for a job? I'm sure there's people like that in the system. But I just think the vast majority of people in the system really want to get back to work. I just think being unemployed for most of the people that I see is a really tough time for them, and it goes against everything that they have in their fiber. They want to support their families. They want to go out there and put in a good day's work and get a fair pay for that. They don't want to sit around and collect benefits from the government. And I think, you know, the people who are out there trying to get back into the job market, it's tough right now in certain areas of the country. And here in western Pennsylvania, it's actually a little bit better than it is in lots of other places in the country.
I would agree with that, especially in the higher levels. People who have already achieved a level of, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 a year job, sure, there are people that have some ambition and so on, but I think the closer you get to the lower end of the income ladder, I think the more of the dependency issues will arise.
Well, Casey, you make a good point. Thank you for calling. But we do know, Congressman Doyle, and we do need to wrap this up, but we do know that there are, in fact, there are stipulations for receiving that money. You must verify that you've been looking for a job.
Yeah, absolutely. And this new provision is going to require more job training for the long-term jobless. So people that are long-term jobless, you know, are going to be, you know, they're going to have access to saying, you know, why is, you know, this happening? How do we match up your skills with what's out there? So hopefully this will help people too. But, you know, 70,000 Americans each week continue to lose this access to emergency assistance. So there's still a lot of people out there that just can't find jobs. And this is a way to help them through that rough period and hopefully get them some job training that might help them find that job once they go in for assistance. So my hope is that we'll get a chance to vote on it. You know, members of Congress can vote yes or no for the bill, and their constituents can hear their rationale for why they supported it or didn't. But the fact that we can't even get a vote on the floor, that's what's frustrating to a lot of us. So I hope Speaker Boehner will put the bill on the floor and let the chips fall where they may.
Congressman Mike Doyle, again, happy St. Patrick's Day to you, and thanks for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
My pleasure, Paul. Have a good day.
Coming up, we'll celebrate Pittsburgh's Irish heritage. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.